And this is Sarah. And we are here with our very special guest, Olivia Tash, from the bands Sunshine Daydream and Chickadee Sermon. She also sings special guest lead vocals on our new single, Welcome to the Garden, from our upcoming album, Alice, A Musical Adventure. Thank you so much for being here, Olivia.
Thank you for having me.
So we have a lot of fun things planned. We're going to ask Olivia a few questions about herself and about her music. We are also going to listen to our new single that dropped today on our Bandcamp, Welcome to the Garden. And we are also going to do a trivia question. Before we do that, though, Sarah, why don't you show people what they will win if they participate in our trivia question?
I'm sorry. Hold on. This
is all right. Just a moment.
I'm having technical difficulties. Okay.
All right.
So we have these cups.
All right. You're going to get not one, but two mugs. First, you're going to get the original Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra mug. We want to give a shout out to our mothership band.
This is where we came
from. Yeah, where we started Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra. Lots of treats and goodies in there. You're also going to get our brand new Duke of Uke logo mug, and that's also a little bit of artwork, a little sneak peek from the artwork from the new album that was done by our friend Connor.
Our friend Connor did an amazing job on the artwork, so you'll get this pair of
mugs. With some treats, and you'll be all ready to go with your friend to have tea and cookies. All right? So we're going to get right into it with a few questions for Olivia. So question number one, where did you grow up?
So I grew up in a really tiny town called Bradford, Illinois. It's like 470-something people, just about 45 minutes north of Peoria. So grew up there, went to school in Decatur, moved here.
All right, and you're local now, right? Mm-hmm. You're in Champaign now.
How long
have you been living in Champaign then?
This is my 10th year in Champaign.
10 years.
Yeah,
you like
I love it.
I
love it so much.
I moved here after high school, and
nice.
I love it here.
Yeah, it's a great community for art, culture, but has that familiar, comforting small town vibe that I like too. So
me too. So what inspired you to get started in music, and how? Well, it's a two part question. How old were you when you got started?
Well, I started playing my way at a piano at my house, so I would kind of mosey over and play a little bit on that. My mom was a piano player too. She did that in school, so I kind of watched her and got inspired by that. But I think I really got inspired to play and be in bands when I found like the Riot Girl band scene.
Yeah,
my cousin was like really into that, and she was older, and I just looked up to her a lot, so she showed me the bands like La Tigra, Bikini Kill, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I want to be in a band like that.
And that was my next question too. What were some of the early bands that inspired you when you were first starting out?
I loved Bikini Kill and La Tigra, but I really liked like Jack White and the White Stripes. Tom Waits. When I was younger, I really admired like all of their kind of authentic, like, I don't know, just they're really themselves. So I think I still look up to them. Yeah, I really liked and appreciated that. And it, wanted to be like that. So
cool. Anyone that you're listening to now? Any tracks that you got going on playlists?
I'm listening to Jennifer Hartswick a lot. So she's one of Trey Anastasio's horn players, but she's a great singer too. And she just put out a new album. So I listen to her quite a bit. I love her vocals. And then I just, like, today recently found Sir Woman is a band that I just found. And I listened to their track over and over. It's High Road. So I just love the, like, it's got a good, like, jazzy feel to it and good vocals. So, yeah.
Do you get stuck on, like, one song?
Yeah.
Where I do that too, where you listen to
over and over.
Yeah. That's my song for today or even the next few days. Yeah. I definitely tend to do that too.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, I know that you sing already, and you're fantastic, and you mentioned piano. Mm-hmm. Are there any other instruments that you play?
I play guitar, like rhythm guitar for Chickadee.
One of your other bands.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, I have one last question for now, and that is our little fun question. If you could have tea with any artist, musician, past or present, who would that be and why?
Jerry Garcia. Nice. 1,010%, because he just seems so cool. Nice. And, yeah. And I would just love to hear, just talk to him and hear about, like, the Grateful Dead. And I play in the Sunshine tribute band, so it's, like, just want to soak all of that up in a TV setting.
And be inspired.
And be inspired, for sure.
I think Sarah, I asked Sarah the same question during our test interview, and I think she said Bowie.
I said Bowie.
She said Bowie. I would probably have to say Bob Dylan.
Just,
I mean, he's such an enigma. And, I think he'd be kind of maybe fun. Funny to hang out with, right? Run around town, maybe look at guitars afterwards.
So, yeah.
Totally. Awesome. Well, we are ready for our trivia question. And while we do that, Sarah is actually going to cue up our single featuring Olivia on lead vocals. So, all right, are you guys ready for the trivia question? Now, either you know it or you know it. No looking it up, and the first person in the comment gets it. All right, trivia question, can't quite see me here. The trivia question is, what year did Paul McCartney meet John Lennon? All right, that's our trivia question. You got to stick around for the answer and for the winner. All right, here we go. Welcome to the garden featuring Olivia Dash with music by from Alice, a musical director.
Welcome to the garden where every day's exactly the same.
We got one.
Where all is frozen and blooming and everyone's forgotten their names. You must be crazy to come here. Most normal folk don't hobble down holes.
Oh no, they don't.
They're all wound tight in their shoestrings as they strain to keep things under control. One day we'll remember what we thought we forgot. The only thing for certain here is certainly not. And one day we'll forget what we remembered and then remember it before it gets forgotten again. Me do.
Oh,
why not pluck off a petal to see? Garden where time's tyranny has no sway. It's always Tuesday at noon here, and Wednesdays are a mile away. Oh, you'll find no clacks here, there's nothing near that coop cards and chimes. Yes, our watches are star peak, there's nothing here to polish or wind. Anything that happened here has not happened yet. One day we'll remember what we thought we'd forget. And anything that started here has come to an end. One day we'll forget what we remembered again.
Yay! Yay. So good! Yay! Thank you so much!
Oh, thank you!
I love it.
Thanks for having me sing on it.
Freddie has joined the chat. Well, welcome back to our first ever Tea Time with Becca and Sarah. We are here with our special guest, Olivia Tash, of the band Sunshine Daydream and Chickadee Sermon. She's also special guest lead vocalist on our new single, Welcome to the Garden, from the upcoming album, Alice Musical Adventure, that we just got done listening to. For those of you just joining us, we're going to repeat our trivia question. And Sarah, do you want to show them the prizes that they can win?
Yeah, so the two prizes we've got.
You're going to win both.
An original Duke of Uke
and his novelty
mug.
Orchestra mug. Shout out to our mothership.
With many little things in here.
We got cocoa, tea,
chocolate.
We've even got some keto, vegan, gluten-free snacks in there.
And the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra. This is the band we came from. This is still an active band. Big shout out to them.
That's where we started. And then you're also going to get our new logo mug, our new Duke of Uke mug from the Alice Musical Adventure artwork.
Yeah, and this artwork is by Connor,
our friend Connor.
We'll be sharing more from him.
Yeah, you'll be seeing more of that later. So our question is, what year did Paul McCartney meet John Lennon? And if you know it, you know it. First person to chime in on the comments wins both mugs. All right, we're going to have a few more questions for Olivia, and then we're going to announce our winners.
Right. I'm going to interject here for a second. We have a few comments. Ooh. Hi from San Diego.
Hi
from
San
Rachel.
Diego.
Thank
Rachel.
You.
Hi, yay,
Rachel.
Thank you.
Palmer says, okay, let's go.
Palmer
did guess 1962, so we'll see.
Good guess, Palmer. Thank you.
Other people say beautiful, sounding great. And hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred. Fred's wearing his bow tie. He's all dressed up.
I got a comment about my nails. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
These are press-ons. Okay.
All right.
And back to the Q&A, please.
So, cool. Olivia, you are in a couple bands.
Yes.
Sunshine Daydream and Chickadee Sermon.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about both those bands?
Sure. So, Sunshine Daydream is a Grateful Dead tribute band, which is why I'd like to hang out with Jerry Garcia.
That's right.
So, that band's been together for a total of, I think, like 10-plus years, maybe. And then I've been in it for 6.
Wow.
And it's fun, like... Three of the boys have like grown up playing music together, and then my husband plays keyboard, so it's very comfortable, and I really enjoy playing with them.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you said that's like 6 people
in
that band.
Yeah.
And where can people check you out?
Okay, so we have Facebook, Instagram, and that's really it.
So, do you have any gigs or stuff coming up?
We've got, there's Penny Lane Festival on the 11th in September, and that's over in Springfield, but we play, next time we're in Champaign area, we'll be at Rose Bowl on the 12th in November.
Nice.
And then St. Louis will be in St. Louis in October, too, so,
cool. All right, and then Chickadee Sermon.
Yeah, Chickadee is a folk band, and we write original music, and we play some covers, too. We have an album that we put out in 2019, so you can check that out on Spotify. But we've been together for, Jen and I, the other singer, and I went to college together, so we've played together for, oh my gosh, 13 years, dare I say. It sounds so long.
I know.
Feel so old.
Right.
But just love playing together, and we've got Mike in that band, that's my husband, and then Charlie Harris and Cody Jensen, so it's super fun.
You guys are great.
And people can find your album on Spotify. You guys have like social media, Facebook and stuff too, so Chickadee Sermon, you guys can find them on social media. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. This was so much fun. We're going to announce the winner here in just a second, but please be sure to come back next week. We're going to have another Tea Time with Becca and Sarah, and this time we're going to interview our special friend, Kenna Mae Rice, who is also on our new record. So check that out on September 4th. We're also going to have another special guest to be announced. Sarah, do you want to tell us about that?
So down the line, we're going to have Jerry the Gov Brown. He was our mixing engineer for the whole record. And he's an amazing guest to interview. I'm so excited about his interview. He is a Grammy Award-winning mixing engineer. He's been on, I can't name all the stuff, but like some of my favorite records he's touched and been on are Rafael Sadiq, Alicia Keys, John Legend is the most recent one, big name that I've seen from him. But yeah, he's going to come. He's one of the executive producers on this record and the mixing engineer. So, and he'll be our last interview before we release the whole album. So please come back for more of our live streams. We're gonna have Kenna Mae Rice next week.
September 4th with Kenna, and then Jerry the Gov Brown to be announced.
Yeah.
All right. And I think we're ready to announce. Yeah. I think we're ready to announce our winner, or at least to give you guys the answer and see if anyone got it. So once again, what year did John Lennon meet Paul McCartney? All right, and now we're gonna.
Okay. Here it is.
Woo. 1957. Did anybody get it, Sarah?
Okay, so we got Palmer. Palmer was the first one, 1957, and also Christopher Beckett.
Ooh.
Yeah! So wait, did Palmer win?
Palmer won!
Yay!
Okay, so Palmer, we'll get with you.
Palmer, I think
we'll probably
me and Sarah,
come over.
I think me and Sarah could probably drop that off to you in person because I know where you live. Maybe you'll invite us in and share.
Maybe we'll have tea with Palmer.
Some of the treats with us. Oh, that would be awesome.
Thank you all for playing our game.
Yes, goodbye. Thank you so much, Olivia. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you to DJ BJ Clark.
Yeah, for streaming it on 104.5. Thank you very much.
All right, and we will see you guys next Sunday. Bye.
Bye.